farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
If you have plans to import plant material or produce, stay tuned to find out how to go about it the right way. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business, once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prader Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow. Farmers and other persons wishing to import plant material or produce are required to contact the Plant Quarantine Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture. This unit is responsible for protecting Jamaica's agricultural sector from plant pests and diseases. It's also responsible for approving all import and export permits for agricultural produce. Former Chief Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspector in the Ministry, Sheila Harvey, tells us more about the process.
All agricultural produce coming into the country must have an import permit and must be accompanied by a phytosanitary certificate from the importing country. This is important because we're all signatories to the International Plant Protection Convention. Each country would look out for each other by ensuring that what you're sending to someone else's country is free from pests and diseases.
Serious implications could occur if the process is not observed.
You can take just one plant or one fruit or vegetable into the country that has pest or disease on it. This pest become established and cause damage to us industry.
Mrs. Harvey now explains the process of applying for and receiving import permits and certification for plant materials.
The process we have here in Jamaica is that you apply for an import permit. You can just go online and you apply to www.moa.gov.jm and you go through a registration process. The person is certified or approved within 2 days and then you can use that facility to apply for your permit. Permit usually takes 2 days. If there is any problem, then we'll get back in touch with the person as to, you know, why we cannot issue a permit.
Permits are not issued for importation in some circumstances.
We don't issue permits for produce coming from countries that we have never traded with or we haven't been trading with. So for those commodities, we would have to conduct what is called a pest risk analysis. And this is doing an assessment to see if there is any pest that can follow the pathway and become established in Jamaica. After that pest risk analysis is done, usually some phytosanitary measure would be taken.
Former Chief Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspector in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Sheila Harvey. For further information, call the Plant Quarantine Office at 977-0637. And now for our proverb of the day. 1-1 koko, full basket. And this means, do not expect to achieve success overnight.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. No, that's not really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug-free.
Target shows your future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.